It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. While things appear to be going well for UW-Madison, it's a different story for the rest of the University of Wisconsin system. In recent years, many of the state's UW campuses have seen declining enrollment, resulting in lost tuition revenue and creating tighter and tighter budgets. Is it time for the UW to rethink its strategy to make its campuses more sustainable? My guest says yes. What do you think? What efforts do you think would boost enrollment at UW's institutions? Do you attend classes at one of these schools or work at one? Have you seen the impact of these lower numbers and reduced budgets? 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234, ideas@WPR.org, or tweet us at WPR Mornings. John Torinas is the chairman of Serigraph Incorporated. He's also a former business journalist and former business editor at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He now blogs at johntorinas.com, and his recent piece there is 25 UW Campuses Increasingly Strapped for Funds. John Torinas, welcome to the Morning Show.
Good morning, John.
You write that what we're looking at here is the tale of two university systems, UW-Madison and the other 25 campuses that are increasingly strapped for funds. How stark is that difference?
Well, fortunately, our flagship university, of which we're all extraordinarily proud, UW-Madison, is doing really, really well. I mean, they've got multiple sources of funding as opposed to the other 25 campuses that are really stuck with tuition funding and state support. So, you know, Madison's got, they get $1 billion in R&D every year, mostly from federal dollars. They've got $9 billion in foundations over there. And then the earnings off of those foundations go back to support the university. They're guaranteed almost a freshman class of 3,600, which is the promise they made. They take 3,600 Wisconsin kids every year as freshmen. And that's sort of a guarantee because it's the first choice of a lot of kids. So they get their 3,600 regardless of what's happening on the other 25. And so they just have a surfeit. They've got UW Health, which is a $2.5 billion enterprise that throws off $200 million in profits. So UW-Madison, despite when the legislature cuts and the governor cuts the general purpose revenues for the university and freezes the tuition, it doesn't really affect Madison much because they can replace it with other revenues. So, for instance, I don't think UW-Madison, in fact, I know, has cut hardly no positions over the last decade when the funds were diminishing on the other campuses. So, meanwhile, I'm pretty connected with UW-Milwaukee. In the last 3 years, we've taken out 90 staff positions out of about 700. So, you know, the cuts are real at the other campuses.
Well, you know, the irony of talking about two different systems is that until the late 60s, we actually had that. There were two separate systems. There were two separate boards of regents. The so-called state university campuses had their own system, and then we combined them to make them more efficient. And so, you know, that's kind of just a little history of kind of how we got to this point. But let's talk about the enrollment at the decline in enrollment at these state campuses. What kinds of numbers are we seeing here?
Well, we're down about across the system. There used to be about 180,000 plus students across the 26 campuses, and we're now about 170. So we've lost about 10,000 students over the last decade, and that's the equivalent of UW lacrosse. So it's significant, you know, and if you figure maybe there's a net of $7,000 a student, I mean, times 10,000 students, that's $70 million a year that went away. Incidentally, your recollection of history, John, is really good. My Aunt Mary Minahan Walter was a regent in 1971 when they had the last reorganization of the university, and that's when they combined the state university system with the UW system. So that was 47 years ago was the last time we took a step back and looked at the structure of our university.
Well, I was a college freshman at Wisconsin State University Superior when the change happened, so I remember that.
Yeah, it generally worked. You know, I think it's been a good lash up over these 47 years, half a century, but it's time to take another look at it. Times have changed.
Well, let's talk about how
we
got here.
Did you change at all, John?
Did I? Well, I got grayer and fatter. So how did we get here? What explains why we're seeing this happen?
Well, believe it or not, way, way down deep, and I just read a big study on it, what's really hurting the universities, the public universities across the country, is the explosion of health costs at the state level. And that's raging increases for Medicaid, big increases for state employees, way above the normal rate of inflation, and also the prisoners. So what's happening is health cost inflation, I call it hyperinflation, is crowding out all of the other priorities in our society, including university education, K-12, even public safety, environmental initiatives. So the health costs are the way, way down deep underlying issue. And so then when all of the new dollars coming into the state treasury have to be used for covering these higher health costs, there's nothing left for anybody else.
So higher health costs and maybe some tax cuts that didn't pay for themselves?
So if you go back to Governor Doyle, this is more than, 12 years ago, and when he came in, he was in the middle of the Great Recession, and obviously the revenues stopped flowing as healthily into the state coffers, so he had to make a cut, and I think he cut $250 million out of the state budget, went from $1.25 billion down to about $1 billion. So then he gets out of office, and Walker comes in, and he's a fiscal conservative, and they're facing these health costs increase as well, and so they take another whack of a couple hundred million. So the state support for our public university system has declined under both Democratic governors and Republican governors, Democratic legislators and Republican legislatures. So that's been the big hit. Plus, then on top of that, over the last 6 years, they've frozen tuition. So where is a UW-Milwaukee, where is a UW-Stevens Point going to go for more funds? The tuitions are cut. The GPR dollars are cut, and enrollment's fallen off. It's a triple whammy.
Yeah. Has this been an issue on the campaign trail as the gubernatorial race winds up toward its big conclusion in a week or two? Has either Governor Walker or candidate Tony Evers made any comments about UW's system tuition?
This has been sort of a disappointing campaign in that a lot of the large issues in this state have gone unaddressed. Some of them have gone addressed. Tony Evers is talking about more money for K-12 and then, funding at a two-thirds level of all local expenses. And then Governor Walker followed on, so they're both on that same position. So there's been some discussion of education funding generally in the state, but neither of them touched the university problem, the conundrum that the universities face.
Who needs to be setting the strategy for the UW system? Is it the governor, system president, the regents, someone else?
Well, if you talk to the regents, and I have, they'll tell you that seldom do they really do any big picture thinking about the university. They've got a lot of stuff coming at them. It's a staff-driven organization, so they get this big stack of papers at every regents meeting, and they end up in sort of the middle-level issues. But they never spend a whole lot of time stepping back and saying, okay, let's assess where we as a citizenry are with public education at the higher level. They did make a strategic move recently because the expenses were so high, and that's when they decided to merge the 13 two-year campuses called the colleges, UW colleges.
Right.
Into the four-year system.
Okay, we'll come back to that. John Torinas, we're at news time, but our conversation will continue in just a moment. John Torinas is the chairman of Serigraph Incorporated and a former business journalist and business editor at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. I'm John Munson. It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. We'll be right back. It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. Well, things might look rosy at the UW-Madison campus. The picture isn't so pleasant at the UW system's 25 other campuses around the state. My guest says that the UW needs to do something about that, and we're wondering what you think. What would you suggest the UW do to increase enrollments at its campuses outside of Madison? Maybe you're a student at one of these campuses or work there. What impacts have you seen from budget cuts? And if you live in a community where there's a UW campus, how have dropping enrollments and budget cuts had an impact where you live? 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234. Ideas at WPR.org or tweet us at WPR Mornings. My guest, John Torinos, is the chairman of Serigraph Incorporated. He's also a former business journalist and former business editor at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He now blogs at johntorinos.com, and his recent piece there is 25 UW Campuses Increasingly Strapped for Funds. So, John, just before the news break, we were talking about changes that the regents had and that the system had made to try to address some of these issues. One of those was incorporating the two-year colleges into the UW system and assigning them to nearby four-year schools. Do you think that was a good idea?
Well, that's an example, John, of strategic reorganization. And it almost had to happen because the enrollments were dropping more sharply at the two-year colleges than they were in the 4 years. And partly, you know, part of it is a hot job market. Kids are able to jump into jobs as opposed to having to go to school to get ready for a job. So, but that's an example of, and there's a six or seven other things that could be done if we could get a blue ribbon commission of the best and brightest in Wisconsin and take step back and take a look at our system. In a way, if you think about it, that represents a regionalization of the university system. So, for instance, in Milwaukee, where I live, or near Milwaukee, the University of Wisconsin, Washington County in West Bend was merged into UWM, UW-Milwaukee, and UW-Waukesha was merged into UW-Milwaukee. So now what you really have is a regional organization in southeastern Wisconsin. Well, that could be replicated across the state. You know, for instance, up in the northeastern part of the state, UW-Oshkosh and UW-Green Bay already work heavily with New North, which is the big economic development organization covering 18 northeastern counties. So, you know, you could regionalize the university. You know, maybe turn loose UW-Madison, cut it loose. Let them go off on their own and fund themselves. I think they'd love that to happen. Let them buy their way out of it by contributing some funds on the way out the door to the other 25 campuses. So there are, if you were a CEO and you were looking at this lash up, you'd be looking at some fairly large scale ideas on how to right size and organize the university to be more effective. I would argue that the economy of Wisconsin works in regions, so there ergo, and if the UW system is the engine of the new economy, then why not reorganize the university along regional lines?
I'm curious, when you talk about a blue ribbon commission, who needs to be at the table there?
Well, you'd want all the stakeholders, obviously the people from inside the university, the faculty, and the regions, but you'd also want, you know, there's some business organizations there. You'd want the unions there. You'd want the medical community there. Heck, it's almost 20% of the U.S. of our economy now is healthcare. You'd want all the stakeholders. You want the road builders. I mean, there was a B-Bowl commission back in 2010 that sort of looked at some of these things. B-Bowl, think big, and I think we had 30 different stakeholders involved in that exercise.
Some campuses, like UW-Superior, where I live, and in fact the studios I'm broadcasting from this morning are on that campus, and UW-Stevens Point have already taken matters into their own hands. Superior has suspended over 20 academic programs. Stevens Point is looking at cutting humanities and social science majors in favor of STEM programs. What do you think of campuses moving in a direction like this?
Well, I think you just have to face reality, John. You know, if the funds aren't there, you know, at the end of the day, it's always about money, right? About the resources available. And if the resources aren't available, then you simply, it's like in a company. If your top line falls off, you've got to reorganize the company to fit the available revenues. So I think those chancellors on those two campuses are doing what they have to do. So I think the term out of necessity was used in your earlier broadcast on UW, or piece on UWO. So out of necessity, Stevens Point and Superior had to make some adjustments. And then, so it's sort of a move towards specialization, and that might be one of the answers that would come out of a Blue Ribbon Commission. They're going to say, okay, we got 7 journalism programs in the state. Let's cut it down to 4. And if some kid from Superior wants to get his journalism and it's no longer available at Superior, and I'm just using that as a hypothetical example, then maybe, you know, he goes to Eau Claire for his journalism or takes it on distance learning or takes part of it online. In other words, rearrange and be flexible and nimble and make the disciplines available, but not everywhere.
How is the money shared within the UW system?
Well, roughly, there's a little black box over there. It's a formula that they use to allot the general purpose revenues, the state taxes among the campuses. And roughly, it's about $1 billion a year, John, and about half of that goes to Madison and the other half goes to the other 25 campuses. The formula for divvying it up among the other 25 campuses is a little murky, and I think only a few people really know what's inside that black box.
Yeah, and it always seems, from the perspective of the campuses outstate, that Madison seems to get more than its share, and that perception probably will never get away. You mentioned splitting UW-Madison from the rest of the system. That's not a new idea, and I'm sure you remember what happened the last time it was proposed. Considering where we're at now, does it make sense to revisit the idea?
Yeah, I think so. That was Chancellor Biddy Martin. That's 2 chancellors ago who proposed a spin-off of UW-Madison, largely because they can self-fund if they want to. And it wasn't met with too much support at the time. But, you know, flash forward, we're 5-10 years down the road since then, and the financing crisis, I'll call it, is sharper now than it was then. So it might take time to look at it. I had one very smart guy I know. I said, well, what is UW-Madison in the healthcare business for? Why don't they spin off UW-Health and they could maybe pick up a couple $1 billion? And so they spin it out, raise a couple $1 billion, turn that couple billion over to the 25 campuses and let Madison go merrily on its way. And incidentally, I don't think any of us should want to diminish UW-Madison. It is a fantastic organization doing great research for all of mankind, and we want that to keep happening. But it just is an incongruous fit with the rest of the system at this point.
And we're just about out of time here, or we're getting rapidly to that point. Anytime we talk about stuff like this, we also return to the question of whether or not any changes would go against the Wisconsin idea. John, as you see it, is there a way to make the university system sustainable and preserve the Wisconsin idea?
Yeah, I think that's the essence of it, John. You know, I don't see too much impact from UW-Madison over in West Bend, Wisconsin, where I live. I love their graduates, by the way, and I have a good number of them working at my company, and invariably they end up being leaders in the company. So their main product, their export, is their graduates. But I don't see a lot of other impact. So, you know, it impacts Dane County heavily. I would even be a little bit tongue-in-cheek and call it the University of Dane County, University of Wisconsin-Dane County. So I think, you know, they could be independent and serve the greater purposes of mankind as a great research university and then set up the rest of the system on a regional basis to serve the local economies better.
Now, one thing we haven't mentioned, and it always comes up in the discussion, do you think the UW needs to close some campuses?
Well, that always comes up, and I don't. That would take some intense analysis. I think you could consider things, and I'm not advocating any one of these because you got to do the work, you got to do the analysis, John. You can't just do hip shots. But for instance, UW-Superior could be, you know, amalgamated with, say, Eau Claire, and UW-Parkside could be amalgamated with UW-Milwaukee. So there are things you could do to cut some administrative overheads and then mix and match the course offerings at those campuses so that, you know, a kid in Superior and a kid in near Parkside could still have, you know, get into the disciplines that he wants to.
And John, we're out of time. I appreciate you joining us this morning. Thank you very much.
Thank you, John.
John Torinas is the chairman of Serigraph Incorporated and a former business editor at the Milwaukee Journal. I'm John Munson. It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network.